Let us just quickly go over again the Mishnah and the Gemara we have learned yesterday. Amaycha avdei la'ivdei keichodim eilachutze lo'oretz yotza ben choyrim. This is a knas, and the kaponim avdei la'ivdei keichodim is a knas on the maycha. Tana rabbanon amaycha avdei la'ivdei keichodim yotza lecheirech lecorech ketshicho merabei rishim. Yotza lecheirech, so he loses lecheirech his schusay momin. This is meiker adin. It should have been that the guy was only kinder aise yado. Heim einam kainim mikem lekainim zemizeh. So if he ran away, let's say it was Borach, he ran away from the Goyish Adain, he should belong to the previous Adain. So Chazal counts in the previous Adain, Yotza Lecheres, he has no Shusei Momen on him, V'tzorech Yetshicha Merab Erish. Amar Abshim Megamliel, Bamedvar Mamurim Shlei Kosov Olav Einoi, Abel Kosov Olav Einoi Zeh Shechurei, My Einoi Omar Avsheishes, the Kosovoi Hochi, Leshativrach, Mimenu, Ainli, Eisig Boch. The Ritva says by us, this Einoi was a Shtabifnei Atzmoi, Oisele Evet, Veloi Leshum Shicho. He wasn't giving it to be Meshacha the Evet, Shimlai Kaim Shita Shiotza Lecher. Ela oise le'eved kidei sheyeidu akeu shehu mocha ha'eved shelo ya'akvuhu. That means people should know they were aware that this person is the eved of Pliny. And now they'll see that he's walking around like a ben chayren. So they'll go and bring him back to the other narishin. So he wrote a document, L'shetivrach mimeno, if you'll ever run away from this guy, ainli eisig boch, I don't have any shlit over you. So the Ritva says, that's the purpose, shaloi ya'akvuhu, that people should not shter this evet from leading a life of a ben chay, ukemash melon. Afalpi, so the chiddush of Rav Shimon Gamliel is afalpi shloi niskaven l'shacharoi. He wasn't machaven to be meshacharim with his document. Abakiven shaloshin ze sagi l'shichu mahani. That's the svara of Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Tana Kama disagrees. So l'davoini, I don't understand, but later I found out this is what the Yalos HaShachar is asking. If he has no kavanah to be Meshachar, first of all, Ashtashich to be written Lishma. If this was not at all written L'shem Shicha, L'tzorech Shicha, so how could it be good according to Rav Shimon Gamliel? So I found the Yalos HaShachar, I think that's what he means to ask on this Ritva, V'einei Mevua, Lomo Mahani Uba Mai Pligi. Let us go further. Now, we have to know there's one Yesod, which is the key to the whole sugya. Chazal counts in Hamoicha Avdei La'ivdei Keichon. If a person sold an Evet, his Evet La'ivdei Keichon, so then, but we need, it should be Meicher Avdei. If it falls into the category of Meicher Avdei, it's Yotza Lecheres. If it doesn't fall into the category of Meicher Avdei, even though what had occurred could very well bring about that the Eved is suffering, he's not capable of being Mekayim Mitzvahs by the Goy. But if it's not Meicher Avdei, so we don't have this Knas. The Knas was Davke Meicher Avdei, and that's what the Sugya is going to speak about. When is it called Meicher Avdei, and when isn't it called Meicher Avdei? Tana Rabbanan. Lava Olav min ha'ived kechad. He had borrowed money from a guy. He'd borrowed money from a guy. Olof. That olof means that if I don't pay you up, so you'll be able to be goyve the evet. Given sha'osalai oivet kechavim nimusoi yatsalacheir. So let's see what Rashi says. No meine musoi, amaravune bar Yehude Nashki. Zot Rashi, Nashki, Yotzalacheres, dahave kimmechire. That means even though this informality, this what, there was no mechira over here, there was a halva with a schus gvir, this falls into the category of mechire. And Memela, therefore, is Yotzal Lecheres. The Havak and Mechira becomes Sur Rabbono. This falls into the category of Mechira. Nashki Choysem, Besimen Abdes, Shetoylen, Lavodim, Betzavorei. So if the Goyish Malve made this Choysem on the Evet, so this already is the Gviye of the Evet for the Choyf, so this is equivalent to a Mechira. Equivalent to Amechire is Memele, so Tjotzel Acheres. Mosiv Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes is the Kashe and Ravune Bar Yehude, the way he translated Nimusoi. Nimusoi means Nashki. We learned a Bereise, which is speaking about different Inyonim, but Al Kaponim, in this Bereise, it also mentions Nimusoi, so we'll see that Nimusoi is not the way Rav Huna Bar Yehuda had translated it. Mosiv Rav Sheshes. Ha'arisen, a person who is an Oris. An Oris is, he works on Yenem's field, and he gives a percentage of the crop to the Baal HaSadeh. V'achakiris, a choyke works also on Yenem's field, and he gives not a percentage of the crop, he gives a kavudik amount. If there'll be more, or grow less, or grow more, he gives a kavudik amount. Va'arisa ibote ovitz. Oh, we'll go back to an oris that his parents were arisim. This is already midere deiris. The arisim on this field for many generations. So here we're speaking about Bemison, we're speaking about if there's a chil of a froshes meiser by the oris and the choyke. So we're going to have that the Tana holds that yesh kinyin la'akum lafkiya mikdushes haaretz. So the Karke in Yesod belongs to the guy. The Oris has a right to plan things. He gives a percentage to the guy. A chelik he keeps for himself. But it is not considered that it is growing on his field. It is considered it's growing on the guy's field. So if it's growing on the guy's field, so memele, there's no chiv of afroshes maisres. And that's what he takes for himself, because it's Yishkinyalakum Lafkiya Mikdushas Oritz. We don't consider that he's a Bailam on the Karka. The Karka belongs to the guy, and therefore there's no Chiva of Afroshes Maises. That's the first there. We'll see later. And then another case. V'oivet Kerchavim Shemishkein Tzadeyu LiYisrael. He was an Oivet Kerchavim, borrowed money from a Yid. And he was memashkin the sode that if I don't pay up, you can take the sode. Afal pi sha'osa loy nimusai. Now in this case, that it was a mashkin, va'osa loy nimusai, ptura min ha'maisa. So it's pata min ha'maisa. So all these cases, an oris, a choyker, a yid that was memashkin, a sode from a goy, and here, on this last case of Alvo, it says, Afa pish also loini musoi, is pturamina maisa. So, V'yisal kedaitach nashki. If you'll say that nimusoi means nashki, chaysem avdis, sode bas nashki, so a sod is then, there's a concept of a chaysem of avdis by a sode. Elomarav sheish is zman. So nimusai means something else. Nimusai means zman. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Harisim Yisrael shenasa oris loivet kechovim, bekarke loivet kechovim. Vekosovar yeshkinin loivet kechovim baoretz lavkia miyad maisa. Is oris lemerza leshlish lavia hakire shekiblo minoivet kechovim, bekach vekach chiten lashone. It's not totally how much will grow. There's a specific amount he has to pay from that which grows. Varisim boteyobes kloima arisus kavua vaymedes ba'odes shayu avoysav shal Yisrael arisim bekarkeze la avoysav shloibit kechavimze v'lahochi lehavi kekonoi li Yisrael. It wasn't konoi li Yisrael. Not considered, even though this is deiris, they're working, not considered konili soil. It still belongs to the goy. Upot mina maisa Yisrael zeh bechelka. Afal pi sha'oso loy li Yisrael nimbusoy. So here we're saying by mashkin, even though in this mashkin is also loy li Yisrael nimbusoy, for this wagon, upot mina maisa. Zman, im loy praticho lizman ployni, yecholot loch. So he said that if I won't pay you by this man, it'll belong to you. So that's the same pshat, lova olov in eivet kechov, even sh'osoloi eivet kechov nimusoi. Also the same things, man, that there was an upmach, if he will not pay him at this and this time, so the evet belongs to him, is yatsa lecheres. So this is considered a mecher, and we consent him. So here also it should be considered mochel to the Yisrael, and there should be a chi of maischres. What is the difference between mecher lavo min oivet kechovim that it's called a mecher if this man comes and then akum shalavo min Yisrael, even though there was this man and this man comes, it's not considered that it's mochel to the Yisrael. Zok the Gemara. That's the most kasha. Kasha is man as man. So the Gemara loy kasha. Ha de motos manei. The first case is speaking about that this man came. So this man came, so memele, so now he's goyve the evit, so that's called a mecha. That falls into the category of a mecha, avde loyvet kechove. Ha de loy motos zimne. And here it's speaking about by Maisa Loimotazimde. Frekte Gemore, Elo Gabi Eve, the Mota Zimne, Tzrichel and Eima. So if that's the case, what's the Chiddush? Let us see Rashi. Koshes man as man, Gabi Eve, Tchoshem lo Mechire. The Gabi Sode, Lav Mechire. It still belongs to the goy. Oh, the motazimne, ach, the gabiyeve. Ala gabiyeve, the motazimne, belosh and kashu. So, why does it have to say? Sricha la meima. So, poshet, that's a poshet to mecha. He told them that for the halvo, if I don't pay up, you can get the yevet. This is aina mechira. What's the chiddush? And for the Gemara, Eloidi, Veidi, Deloimot, Ozimne. Pakel. Both cases are speaking about the leimata zimne. Lekasha, ho legufa, v'ho lepeyre. Let us see Rashi. Ho legufa. Gabe eved, dekova v'izman, legufay. The kviyas man was, she'im lo yitain loy, at oisa izman, ye gufay cholot loivde kechot. So, there was one upmach that if he will not pay in time, so the evet belongs to the goy. Another upmach, umay achshav hoyom mishtabed boy, and the goy had a right now to be mishtabed with the evet. So we have eventually, kaidem, the mutas mane, he has a right to be mishtabit. And when this man will come, the evidence is legamri. So this falls into the category of hamoicher avdo yotzalacheiros. The kivin the zilzel betakanta the rabbonon the osnu limker Eved loyve kechavim, konsul ba'afar gav deloy mota zimne. But it would seem that for the shibud alone, Max Menachem Seif is ma'ira, he's mishabed with him now, he's makiyim with permitzvus now, it's not permissible, but they wouldn't cancel him. But if there are two steps, that means now you're allowed to be mishabed with him. And if I don't pay you, you're allowed to keep him. So Chazal said, so now is Yotzo L'Cheiros. Zilzul betakanto. This combination, this is called Meicha. Some emeile, so Avogav Deloi Mota Zimne, this also falls into the category of Meicha. The Gabay Sode, the case of Sode is speaking about the Kavaloi Zman Leperes. That he was Keveyas Man, the Kviyas Man was, that if I won't pay by then you can take the Peres. The whole Kviyas Man was only you can take Peres. Now you can't take anything. Now you don't have a right to take payers. And the whole kviyas man is that if I won't pay you by this man, you'll be able to eat the payers. You can eat the best. Until I pay you up. So it comes out the payers is up as a ribus as a. If I don't pay you by then, you'll be able to eat the payers. Hilkach. So, if that's the story, we're making different stories. Here it's speaking about that the whole Kviyas Man was for Achilles Peres. Is Hilkach Afilu Mota Zimnei Lav Mechiri. So that's why it's part of Mina Maisa. B'chol Shkeim B'dolei Mota Zimnei. So Stamaz, it doesn't have any rights whatsoever. Let us see Taisvitz. Holy gufo, perish bekunteris, gabi eved kover loizman. Shim lo yivde yu, gufo yicholot loivet kechov. That was one of mach. Umeyachshov, mishtabed by. Given the mizalzel betakante de rabbonom, this is a pisazuzel, now he's He's already starting to be mafkiyim for mitzvahs to the right shibud, the right that the goy can be mishabed with him, and eventually this ganzen going to belong to the goy. So he cancels him right away. The kingdom is ours with kanta rabban and kansua. Afagam leimot is in there. The gabi saw the airi, the kovale zman lepeiri. Kavisode is speaking about that the whole kviyas man was then you'll have a right to eat the perish. Shimloyiv deyul, if the goy, the loyve, will not be paid as a zman, yechala perish, mishambila, achiyif, ilka. Afilamot zimnai ein loyala perish.
The time of Taitaisu is two kashas. Kasha number one. Kivin da ad de loimota zimnei by the soda ein loy peiris. And it's speaking about loimota zimnei. Is ma shaykh loima pota min hamaisa. Who's eating peiris over here? That means if the upmach was, we're speaking about loimota zimnei. Speaking about loimota zimnei. So loimota zimnei. So Bechlad is never right to eat peiris. So what, how are we talking about? Potam in Amaisa, he's not allowed to eat peiris, period. Va'oid, da havalei lameima, idi v'idi, bein mota zimnei, bein loy mota zimnei, fakelta should have been koilu, fakelta, tarafila, not tafke, it's speaking about loy mota zimnei. Mota zimnei is also speaking about that by Sade, it's spota mina maisa, because he's only makdim the peiris. Umidinokat loy mota zimle, mashme de loy mituk me ahida maisa, elo beloy mota zimle. So that's schwer according to Rashi. Vnirle reforish. Ho le gufe, ho le peiris. What does that mean? K'moi ha gufe ve ha peire. The gabe ebet, afal gab de loimoto zimne, ha guf beveis, oh, it's talking about loimoto zimne. The gabe ebet, afal gab de loimoto zimne, ha guf beveis ha ivet kechav. But the goof is for this over kuchom, and mafkiyim in the mitzvahs. Um yishem hochi yoytze lecheres. Avol besode ein loy li Yisroel elo peiris. Vasode b'shus oivet kechovim upoto. Now, Tosfos is a little unclear what Tosfos is saying. So I'd like to say over the Lashon of the Tosfos HaRosh. Tosfos HaRosh says as follows. Near the forish, hola gufa, hola peri. Kimoy hagufa vopeiri. Umayri, the bishneyem, in both cases, oichel hamalva apeiris. The upmach was that kolzman, I don't pay you, even though it was kaidem sheigiyazman. You're allowed to have a schus ishtamshis, a schus achilas peiris. Bishneim oichel hamal vahapeiris. Ve'im lo yifro loy bizmanoi, shei haguf cholot loy. Fakat, both are speaking about the same case. That the opmach was that till the zman peroin comes, he gets a schus achilas peiris. And when the zman peroin comes and he doesn't pay up, so then it belongs to him legam. The Gabi Eved, Afal Gav, the Loimoto Zimnei, even though this man didn't come yet, because it says, how is this? Love all of Minoivet Kechovim, Kivin, Sha'osa Loyoivet Kechovim, Nimusoi, that means as soon as this agreement was made. And what is the agreement? That now you can have payers, and eventually you can with this man peroin, you still didn't pay up, so it belongs to you legamli. It's afagav leimota zimnei kivin shah guf beveis agoyim afkiyim in a mitzvahis kansu. V'yeitze lecheres. So memele, it's yeitze lecheres. So this is called a mechire. Fakal, this combination. That means, v'asher usham, you're also being mafkiyim in a mitzvahis. And eventually, if it will not be paid up, so it, the eved will completely belong to the guy. So, from now on, this falls into the knas of Amoicha Abdelak. Avol soda bimkaimai medis. But the soda, by the soda, there's no, that means nothing happened now. By the eved, even though before the kinyan, before it's cholot to the goy, also something is happening now. So we have here an asidistic chalutet, al bicholut, and basher shemis also of course. So this falls into the category of a moicha avdelak. Abavusado bimkaima imedes, ve'ein loiki imperis, lehavi bishos yisrael upotel. So memele, that's how Taisus learns. Shad? So Taisus learns that Fakert, both are speaking about that there was a Kenyan goof, which is when the Zman will come. There's a Kenyan Peiris starting from now, and Memele, by Eved, this falls into the category of Amoicha Abdelai V'Kechom, so that we pass Kenyatza L'Cheiris. But by Sode, since now he only gets a Kenyan Peiris, so he's potter mina maisa. Smells for emphasis, so it's very good. It's all the kashas are for emphasis. It's for emphasis. Why we have to say it's speaking about loy motizimne. It's also good why we say it's potter mina maisa, because the schus achilas peiris was chal now already. The schus achilas peiris was chal as soon as he was memashkin this sode. So he got right away a schus achilas peiris with a potential that if the goy won't pay, he'll become his by the zman peroi. So memele, but since Ba'asher Hushom, before he gives zman peroi, he only has a schus achilas peiris, so on this schus achilas peiris, he's part of mina maisa, because it belongs to the guy, Yeshkin Yelakum, Lavkiya Mikdushas Maisa. That is one teretz in the Gemara. Viboy Yisayma, Bishalovo Amenas Lemashkinai, Veloy Mishkinai. Let us see what Rashi says. Hachi Gassi, another Mahalach, to explain these two baraisas. We boy same bishalova amanas lamashkanoi velay mishkanoi. Hode sode ki goin shalova ha'ivet keichavim mi Yisrael amanas shim lay if lay efcha lizman ployni boy umashkanaini mikakazu. Utahei shaloch. That means that was the agreement. The agreement was that if I don't pay up, Motazimne. Now, if I don't pay up, so you can take it. Vahodiktoni ptura mina maisa. Kozman shle boy Yisrael mishkanai. That means, even though it was motazimne, but motazimne doesn't become automatically the malvis. Motazimne means, now that it's motazimna, I could be kind it. I can take the kalk. The av al gav the mota zimne, ava becheske soivet keichovim. It's so becheske soivet keichovim, because that what he's bekoyach to take the kalk does not mean that the kalk is his. Vim hoyo Yisrael neutel chelik bepeiris of now, la'acha mota zimne did not make a kinyan yet in the karka, not al chaylik bepeis, so the mina maisa, so he's part of mina maisa. The gabi evet ki yai gavne konsul rabono li Yisrael. But over here, also the same story. It's mota zimne. It is mota zimne, and the goy is bekoyach to take the evet, but he did not take the evet. So Memele, so there'd be a mokim to think, well, so it's not Moicha Avdoi Laakum. It's not Mocho yet. So we say, no, the Gabi the Knas, Chazal consent, if he's capable of taking the Yevet, it's Mota Zimne. He's capable of taking the Yevet, so Memele, so they consent Yotzul Chayes. The Gabi Yevet, Yai Gavne Kansu Rabona Liyisrael. V'af al-pi sh'loi mishkenei ho'ivet k'chov madain be'evet zeh, kansu ho'il v'ovo zmanoi v'loi pora, and he put the evet in a matzev, now that the goy can take him. This also goes into the category of moicha rabbi. Let us see Taisvitz. B'sh'lova al-menas l'mashkenei, perish be'kontres, שאם לא יפרה עצמן פלוני, פרש בקונטר, שאם לא יפרה עצמן פלוני, בואי ומשכנני מכה כזו, תאי שלוח. וכל זמן שלא בואי ישרו למשכנני, אבל בחזקוס עבד כרחובים. וגבי עבד כי אגב נכנסו רבונו לישראל, הויו ועובר הזמן ולא יפור. ואף על פי שלא משכנני עדיין. Because the Avale Lameima, Idi Vidi, the Mota Zimne. The Gemara should have mentioned this. It's the first Mahalach says Idi Vidi, the Loi Mota Zimne. The boy is saying Idi Vidi, the Mota Zimne. That's what the Gemara should have said. Lekach Nire, the Osui Lishnuye Shinuye Kama. This is the first Teretz which the Gemara shlugged up. The Gemara had said as follows. The Gemara had said that by evidence speaking about Motor Zimne, and that is why Kansur Abono, and by Sod it's speaking about Loi Motor Zimne. So the Gemara had asked Akashe, if it's Motor Zimne, so it's Poshit that it's called Mocho. So what's the chiddush of that? That's all the Gemara's kasha. Ala gabi yevet the mota zimnei tzricha l'meima. So that the Gemara, we boy save the Gemara wants to fend for that teretz. Lekach nire da osu l'shni yishnu yikam. Ho the mota zimnei, vo the loy mota zimnei. Vo ho da akshinin gabi yevet the mota zimnei tzricha l'meima. It's poshet. So the Gemara says, no, it's a chiddush, b'shelov almanas lemashkenoi v'loi mishkenoi. That means that the first teretz was as mota zimne, and lemaisi wasn't a mashken. The salke daitach kiven v'loi mishkenoi adayin layotza lecheres. That's the chiddush. Gemash melon. Hoyel u'biyodei lemashkenoi, since it's biyodei to take him, the yotza lecheres. So Mamela, that's why the Gemara doesn't say Idi Vidi the Mota Zimne, because we're back to the first Teretz. By so that's speaking about Loi Mota Zimne. You want to for the first Teretz that we had said with this Pshat, that speaking about that Loi Mishkenai, is Mota Zimne Loi Mishkenai. Tana Rabbonu, Gavoi Bechayvoi. Here we're speaking about that a different case. That means the Loive had borrowed money from a guy. Now, there was no agreement whatsoever that the Halvo is on this Evid. But Lamaise, the Malve came, and that was all that he saw fit to take for himself. So he went and took the Evet. Govoi b'choivoi. Oy shalokchai sekrikon, layotza lecheres. So that means, here, the Goy acquired the Evet, shaloi midas, Haloive. In both cases, the same case of that, that means it was taken away forcefully, and the Yisrael had no say in the matter. So Memele, so this is not, this does not fall into the category of a Moicha Avdei La'akum. That's what it's saying so far in the Barais. Let us see what Rashi says. The Rashi, Gavoy ha'evet k'echovim le'evet, b'chayvoy, shahoy eloi ayisroel, v'hu loy macher loy, he didn't sell it to him, v'loy lova olov, but the guy on his own accord went and took away this evet. That's case number one. Case number two, sekriken. Sekriken is, b'shah she'yisroel mufkorin lahariken, achmona nitzlam. That they were bekayach to kill any Yid they wanted to kill. But Omar Levit Kechovim saw Karkezu a Eved Zed. And Ichani. So he suggested it. The Israel suggested that the guy, this Greek and this murderer should take the Eved in Ichani. It should leave me, should not chapel with me. Is loy yotzo lecheyes. The oynesu, the lekel miknisa. He says, this does not fall into the category of moicha avdei la'akum, even though in the second case it was done on his own accord, but since it was done mitaych pachad misa, so this does not go into the category of the knas of a meicha avdei lak. And the same thing is gavoy bechayvoy. Like the gemara ubechayvoy loy. If gavoy bechayvoy, it's not considered a mecha. V'ramini aleshu akash. Rei she'onsoi beis ha-melech geironoi. From the beis ha-melech, we'll see here it's speaking about that he owed, Moshe says speaking about he owed taxes. He owed taxes to the melech. So there was a geiron. There was a geiron there with tefuah. Rei she'onsoi Beis HaMelech Geironai. So they took it away. Im B'chayvoi Chayiv La'asa. So they took away the Geiron. What was in the Geiron? Let's say in the Geiron, for practical purposes, there were 100 pounds of Tfuah. Now, from this 100 pounds of Tfuah, 10 pounds should have been given to the Levim. Lemaise, nothing was given to the Levim. The Melech took everything. The Melech took 100 pounds for himself. So, im bechoivoy chayiv la'asa, im ba'amporis, so amporis perish, let's say on the side, shalokach anes eivik kechom ba'ine shaloi kedin, pota mila'asa. So what do we see? But im bechoivoy is chayiv la'asos, is chayiv to give ma'isos. So the Gemara says, shani hosam dekom mishtar shilay. So let us first see Rashi, then we'll try to explain the Gemara. Zot Rashi, Govoy ha'evet kechovim le'evet b'chayvoy, shahoy yoloi ha'isovu le'mochalei v'le'lovo. Yeah, that's what he said. Everybody's the kick in the answer, sir. Le'yatzo l'cheres d'aynesu v'leke le'miknesei. Chayiv la'aser olei. Ahavi kemoichem. Man poris. Hefsit. Some of them hefsitim. The kamishtar shalei ereinen ne'mehem. Shepeirei achoivoi hilkach le'inyin iso chayev b'maisa. So by iso is chayev b'maisa. Igavye v'knosam yishamachirei v'zeh lo'imocha midaitoi אלא שלא ירצה גובי ומאי נקנסה. We have to understand what the Shakla Vataya and the Gemara was. The Gemara was at first Medamed. The Gemara was Medamed. We're here, we speak about two different dinners. And the Mishnah, at the beginning of the Braise, it says, Govai Bechoivai, that he owed money to a guy. The guy went and took this habit. On his own accord, the Israel had nothing to do with this. So the din is that in the knas of a moicha avdoi laakum kansinalei yotzalacheres, so there's no knas. That's what Rashi says, because he was an honest. Was taken away from him, so this doesn't fall into the knas. Fine. And what does it say? Reisha onsoi beis hamelach geironai. If the beis hamelach took away a choy from him, and he owed this to the melach, im bechayvoi, Chayev la'asa. He's chayev to give ma'isa. So what is the kasha? So what ma'in shmita leitza ha'asina? What is the kasha? And Rashi says, Chayev la'asa le'da havi kim moicha. So Rav Moshe says as follows. Rav Moshe in the Ore says, the Gemara in Bob Metzia says a drosha. V'ochalto v'loy l'moicha. The chiyuv of afroshes maises is v'ochalto. If I want to eat tvue, so I have to be mafresh maises. It's matter that the tevel is a chiyuv matnes aniyim to give. Of al kaponim, this is only v'ochalto. If you want to eat it, v'loy l'moicha. But if I want to go and sell the tvue, and I'm not interested in eating it, so min ha-teire, there's no chiyuv whatsoever to be mafresh, but what's woman for my 11? I'm not mochiv to be, means even though there's momen ha-shevet, ma'urev, in this tvue, so fine. So whoever will purchase it will, the kuch is chayiv, so the chayiv, the kuch is pota, the pota, but I'm not interested in eating it, so there's no chayiv on me to be mafresh. Zit Rav Moshe, but mit Rabbonon, a moicha is mechuyiv. There's a chayiv mit Rabbonon for a moicha, that means since I'm selling it, so that's what it means to say that Chazal said that midarabonon mechire is equivalent to achile. That means minatoire, when you're going to derive benefit from the tvua, you have to make sure that the moment hashevet is taken care of. So minatoire, we're speaking about you deriving benefit through achile. So the rabbonon said, if you're a meichere, so mit der Rabbon, it's also considered you're deriving benefit from it. So memele, so therefore, you're mechuyev to be mafresh maisons. So that's a chiv der Rabbon. Now, here, they took it away from him. The melech took away 100 pounds of tvur, which in this 100 pounds of tvur, there's 10 pounds of mamon hashevet. So it says, you have to go and take from your other tevel, you have to take 10 pounds of, and give this to the, so the chiyuv is for mechire. That means, midrabonon, a meicher, midrabonon is equivalent to an oichel min ha-teir. But now we have to understand this deal, but what if I did not want to do this. I was forced into it. It was taken away from me bal kochai. So memele, so did the Rabbonan cancel in such a case? So steht doch da, Rabbonan did cancel. It says that Reish Onsoi Beis HaMelech Geronoi B'choivoi is chayiv la'asa. So it means even though this is only a chayiv de Rabbono, and over here it was done bal kochi, but it also goes into the category of Hamoichet Fuwasi is Chayim La'aser. So, and we heard before, we have another din. Hamoichet Avdoi. There we have a din. La'akum. So, mit Rabbonon is Yotzer L'cheiris. But we said, but if it was done forcefully, Shaloimidas Ha'bal Ha'evet. So this doesn't go into Moichet. So that's what Ramesh wants to say. So that's Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. The two dinim that the Rabbonon said are noig by Amoicha. Amoicha Abdi La'akum, Yotzo L'cheiris, with the Rabbonon. And here we said, well, that's Dafke if it was done, Miritzainoi. If it was done, Sheloi Miritzainoi, isn't it Tazoi? And we have a second din, By a moichet vuwasai also, and here by moichet vuwasai it's a filut shalai merzainai, and here it's dafke merzainai. So what is? I'd like to read the lashon of the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says, "What's your problem?" Have a motzi lishnuye bekitzer. Hoche leishayich knas. It is no knas. Keperish Rashi. Vumuchich. Because you can't say the criteria is mishtar shalei. Because he's gaining money. Mishtar shalei means he's deriving benefit from that the melech took 10 pounds of myself. And what's by Evet? That what the Malve took the Evet, he's also deriving benefit. What is the Gemara answering? Here he's deriving benefit. So he's also deriving benefit. What's the Teretz? Elohu hadovo shekosafti. Shreizeh leinela mitchile. Deleishayich begovei choyvei kulahai lemiknesei. The Gemara understood that was govei b'choyvei. Why should you cancel him? Ach ike chidusei hoya de govi bechoivoi. That means we can't be done each case pasundu. Should be cancelled, shouldn't be cancelled. We have a generality. Hamoicha avdoi la'akum yotze l'cheyes. Ach ike chidusei hoya de govi bechoivoi eine bechlal gzeres mecha. This is not called gzeres mecha. That means I borrowed money, and the guy went and took the Yevet. Is this called Meicher Abdoi? Yours fault, Nishtis fault. There's a contradiction there is Mecha. The Abba Bechlal. If this goes into Mecha, this is called Mecha. For Leishach Beiknosef. Not his fault. Mekom Oke Bechlal there is Mecha. Oke Mashmelon, Govoi Bechoivoi Leihavike Mecha. That's the Chiddush over there, that this is not called Mecha. That means it was taken away from me because of a chayv I owed, but this does not fall into the category of meiches. I'm a male with the gzeret. So the Gemara asks, Ihochi, my time ba'onsei beis amela chayv la'aser, ela al kochoch, da have ke meiche tigloi lamelech. So it is called meiche. That means the Gemara understood there's a chiyuv the Rabbonon and a moicher to be mafresh maisa, there's a knas the Rabbonon and a moicher la'akum yotzo l'cheiris. Now we have to get one thing straight. Is this considered moicher? Not considered moicher. That was the Gemara's kasha. umishani. So the Gemara answers, la'olam lehavi bechlal mecha. Taken not mecha. 100% right, it's not mecha. Ela b'maisa, kol de mishtar shilei chayiv l'asa. If I'm gaining, if I'm deriving benefit from matmas kohune, is chayiv l'asa. Avol hoche, avol gav de mishtar. So you don't need meicha, not called meicha. Not that the longest is that, I'm called a meicha tivle. No, called the chiyu afroshes meiser is if you're deriving benefit from the matnes kohuna leviye, so you have to shtal to matnes kohuna leviye. So it's not totally in the shame meicha, it's totally in mishtarish. Called the mishtar shile chayim lasa. Avol hoche, avol gav de mishtar shilek. That's also true. He's deriving benefit from that. What the malva went and took the effort. I'm deriving benefit, so he won't be money any money for. But even the knosa l'shar kulai, b'chlam mechalasa layotza ben chayim. That's how the Chassam Sefer learns pshat in the Gemara. Let us see. Lo yotze lachers toinus ablak lemiknus. Chayv laster alei davik yemoicha. Amporis hefse. The kamishtar shalei ereinene mehem. He is hano from the matnas kohun alaviyya. Shepeirei achayvay. His chayv is ilkach linyin iso. Chayv b'maisa. When you're nene, you're chayv. That alone is a machayv. And north and matnes kohuna is a machayiv, so you're deriving benefit from mamon hashevet, so you have to shtel them to mamon hashevet. Chlinisach hay b'mais, migabiev knosim mishum mechiri, v'zeh loy mochet. So then, there was no mechiri, v'zeh loy mochet midaita, v'shulei ritzoy negova. And my nickness say, so my middle of that, the Chassam Sefer says that the teretz is, that it's not called mochar because it was boinis, and here by meiser the chiyuv is not als mochar, the chiyuv is als mishtarish. Zog the Gemara weiter. Toshmam, the Omar Rav. Amoicha avdoi leforang, oivet kechovim yoitze lecheirus. And the Gemara hosam avle lepayis vloipis. Just a little further. Google my rab, amoicha avdoi leforang, oivet kechovim yoitze lecheirus, mahavle lemebet, avle lepayis vloipis. Now we'll see it, Rashi and Tesis, what Pshat is over here. So Rashi, forhang, matzik, v'som alilais, u'mochiloi b'dmei anparusoi shehelu lolov. He says, this guy comes over to him, and he tells him that you owe me X amount of dollars, which was nishke steigen and nishke fleigen. And he says, so he took the eved. He took the eved as the payment of the money that he owed him. So it says as follows: Amoich Abdil Forang Oyvikrom Yotzel Achayus. Like the Gemara, my Havlei Lemeved. What should he have done? He had Epson Heitzeh. So Moses Havlei Lepayes Veloipius. Oyeloi Lepayes B'Dover Acher. Good. He owes. So give him something else. That means, good, there's a bilbil over here, that the guy is making him that he owes him X amount of money, and therefore the guy is taking something from him in order to pay up this imaginary chayv. So fine. So why did you give him the evet? could have given him something else. So by giving him the Eved, so that's cool. So that's called already a Mechire Mirzainai. Let's see what Taisha says. Amoich Avdil Lefong Oivet Kechov. Pesh Pekundres Matzik B'som Alileis U'mocheloi Ba'ois Ndomim Shehelo. The Kasha. So Taisha asks two Kashas. Kasha number one. Leishayach Ozeh Loshen Mechire. There's no Mechire whatsoever. That means it's not... You never gave me money. I don't owe you money. Now you want I should pay you up with this Eved, but that's very nice of you. But Al Kapon Mechire is not applicable over here. Because Lo Yishayach Hazalosh Mechire. V'lishne Shehoye Lo Lefayis V'lo Piyis Lo Mashmoch L'Chayre. Piyis means I could be Mefayis you that you should not. I mean, the way Rashi says, I should give them something else, why do you give them the Eved? So that's not called pious. Pious means, you're getting, your $1,000 worth, instead of giving you the Eved, I can give you something else that's worth $1,000. That's not called pious. Pious means he becomes nispious with something less, that would be pious. Void? Now, the see the Gemara later, the Medame Lamoiche Lushoishim Yoim, the Gemara's Medame, this case forehand to a Mechire Zmani, which the Gemara's gonna declare soon, if this falls into the Gzeire. Venire. The Haforhang Neitel Avdei Alkochai. That means, these were Avdei Hamelers. And they needed, at certain times, they needed the workers, or they needed behemoths. And they took it away from him. That means they were from the Malchus. And they had a right to take whatever they needed, but they were ontlich. They paid for it. So the Gemara asked Akasha, what could you do? They took the Eved. It wasn't his decision to take the Eved. If I can't, they need workers, they took the Eved. So this is like Govoy Bechoyvoy. So why should it be Yotze Lecheres? Umishani Dahoye Loy Lefayis. The Kivin, the Nice and Dom. Since these are Be'emeson owned Leche people, they're paying for it. Is Vaday Hoye Mispayis Bedover Muet. That means if he would have given them a dover muet, go and take someone else's Eved, or don't take this Eved. So, Fakert, with giving them a little money, the Zicha would have been masked. Umedami leinami lemoiche leshloishim yoim, ba'ache shegoyim melachtoi ba'akelach zir leYisrael, b'Yisrael marzalei adomim. So that's the story over here. So that's the pshat and pius. That's the pshat and mecher. Because they gave him money. But Al Kaponim, since this was taken with a payment, so if you give them some extra money, they would get a hold of an Eved someplace else. Zok the Gemara baita. Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah. Machoi l'shloishim yoim mal. What if there was a mechiras money? Now, in the mechiras money, versteht sich, he's mafkiyah min ha-mitzvahs, but we have to know one thing. Of course, min ha-mitzvahs is not the criteria. The criteria is, does it fall into the gzeire of Amoich Abde Yosel Lecheres. Is a mechire. Toshma, the Omar Rav, Amoich Abde Lefong, Eivet Kichom Yosel Lecheres. So that's what Taisha said, that they used to return, they had no need anymore for the year, but they returned it. And for the Gemara, could be Tzorai. Hosam beforehang Eivet Kichovim, She'enei Chezeres. they're speaking about a Zal foreign that don't return. Some Meila, so there when they take it, it's Lachalut. But as Rashi say, L'shloishim yeh ma'achir shloishim yeh ar-sereilam. L'fon gave the Kerom, k'sakadai, l'avid avidis ha-melech, ha-zman t'loini, v'lo shuv. Taut. Zot the Gemara weiter, a whole bunch of shailas now. Mochai chutz mimulachtai mal. What is the din if he sold the Eved, but he shouldn't work for him? Chutz mimulachtai. So what is he selling the Eved for? So Rashi hears, Tupshotim. Chutz mimelachtoi, gufi koniloch, ubelvad, shalei tishtabed boy. But you shouldn't work with him. So what is he going to gain from the Eved? Shalei mochai elo lasio lishivchosoi livlodois. He says, the whole purpose of this mechira is, he's not working, no, to the, he should be, that he should, that the guy should get loaded. The hashta loy mafke mi mitzvahs lechalo shabbosis. There's no problem of chilo shabbos over here. He's only sold for the purpose of ribui vlodis. Now, agavuche, I thought, and then later I saw the Eitzah brings down, L'chayre, this shivche that belongs to the goy is not a shivche knanis, because atem koinim mehem behem einen koinim mikem behem einen koinim zemize. So this shivche is a goyte. So memele, and here we have a very innocent shaila, is as long as he's not working, so not mafkiyim in a mitzvah. So Memele, so the Gemara is a tzad, so this doesn't fall into the gzeira of Amoicha Avdei La'akul, but you're giving him a goite. So we had mentioned, Meshechochme, that the Meshechochme is a toisus in Nide, we have a right from this Rashi also, that an Evet Knani is mutter in a goite. An Eved Knani is chayv b'mitzvus, he doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael. So if he doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael, so he's mutter nagoite. So memele, so that's the shaila of the Gemara. So the Gemara says that over here, so it's mamish, it's a moicha la'akum, but it's klav kosher. We have to understand why the bloodless belong to the goyish ha'odoin, if he doesn't have a kinyan aguf, atem, Koinim mehem, vehemen and koinim zemizet, that's a shtickle problem of the Saidini the Malchuse. So we have a moicha la'akum without afko of mitzvahs. Inami, mochai lemelachtoi, you know, so the second mahalach is, chutz mimlachtoi means no, he sold them to work, chutz mishabosois v'yomim taiv. But Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't have to work. So it comes out al kaponim that the mecher is not a mecher that's mafkiyam in a mitzvah. Chutz mi melachtai. Mal. Chutz min a mitzvah mal. Or the dopmach was chutz min a mitzvah. That anything that will stel mitzvah is not so. Chutz mi Shabbos is yom im tovim mal. He's not a cloth of chilek between chutz mimelach to the second pshat and Rashi. That's what these two cases, chutz mimelach to the chutz mishabos is yom im tevim al. Leger toisho. What if he sold them to ger toisho? A ger toisho is a goy. Was mekabel b'fnei bezna, shem a mitzvah is b'nei noich, he's not even a mitzvah. But he's a goy. So, this, again, so does he fall into the gzeira moicha la'akum? L'Yisrael mumer ma'u, l'kusi ma'u. They gave a kusi adin of an akum. So the chsam soif again explains where L'Yisrael mumer, that means there's no shaila whatsoever, this Yisrael mumer is going to work with his heaven. He's zichem akim in a mitzvah. There's no shaila about it. But we're working with a takonis chazal, ha moicha la'akum. So what falls into the category of Akum? So we say Yisrael Mumahu, who didn't make Akum, he also has a din of Akum, or maybe not. He's Yisrael Mumah. So the Gemara says, Pshayt miyachoda. He learned, Ger toishav, areyu ka'ivet kechova. A ger toishav is like a goy. There, Jotzal Achayres. Kusi, vi Yisrael Mume, Omri lo ka'ivet kechovim, vo Omri lo ki Yisrael. Zot Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Legatoshki, Balav, Shalav, Levis, Kechav, Boich, on the Bailis. Pshayt miho, Masnise, Chodo, Mehanach, Boy, this we could be Poish. Just for the one more stickle, Zokte Gemara Baiter, Bo, Minei, Merabami, Eved, Shehippel, Atzmai, Legayosets. Eved, Shehippel, Atzmai, Legayosets. That means he ran away from the Odin, and he was mapalat by the Gayosis. And he's under the, now, I mean, he's under the jurisdiction of a Gayishalistim, Gedudei Akum. Vein Rabbo Yochel Ahitziyoi, Loi Bedine Yisrael, Loi Bedine Eved Kisho. Now, They have a hold of this Eved. He has no legal oifen how to be maitzi him from these gayosets. So, there's zichano shaila about knosis over here. That's zichano shaila. But the shaila is mau sheyitel es domov. Al kaponim, can he demand that they should pay him for it? So what's the shaila? Shaila is if he's getting paid, so it looks like a harame, it looks like a mechel, and so it could be he's not allowed to take money. Amar le Rab Yirmiyahu le Rab Zrike, poik ayin b'mechilosech, go and say, told Rab Zrike, ask Rab Amis, he said, look up in Yoksovim, and see it where the Gnesh the Shaila. Nofak Dok Vaashkar, the Sanya Amricha Besai Loivet Kechom. Not allowed to sell Kalke to a Goy in Eretz Yisrael, Alf Loisechonim, Loisitanam Chanoi Boret. Amricha Besai Loivet Kechovim, Domov Asurim. Vayvit kechavim sha'onas beisei shal Yisrael. Vein bailov yochel leitzioi. Loi bedine Yisrael. Veloi bedine oivit kechavim. Mutar litel es domov. She'll have to take the money. The koisav umala by koishalehem. Nei shehu kematzel miyodo. So memele, so is Rabzrike found the makir. That means you're not allowed to sell to a goy karke. In Chazal Asur, you know how to take the domim is also dom of Asur. Afal pikein, if the goy took it, you're allowed to take mutalitel as dom. So the Gemara says, "Vidul mahani mili bayis, the kibun leisagile, belay bayis leosilis money." So they weren't geyser. A mechira midaitoi otu anutila bal kolchoi. So therefore, so Chazal one guy said, it will look like it was sold, he's taking money. Abul avda, disagile belay avda, osil is good. So it could be that here could be that we were geyser. And you're not allowed to take money. It looks like a haram. So I'm a mailer, so you can't be patient. But the Gemara feels always, Sholach lo Rab Ami, so Rab Ami sent out a hero, mini Ami bar Nosen, Tere Yoitzus l'chal Yisrael, Evet, Shikol Atzmo Legayoses, when Rabbi Yochel Loitzioi, Loi Bedinei Yisroel, Loi Bedinei Yavid Kechovim, Mutal Litol Estomo, Bekoisev, Umala Balkoi Shol Yavid Kechov, Neshu Kematzlo Miyod. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Einem Chilosech B'mishneh Astur Aloch Leidem Anoshim. Amecha Beis Loi Bekechov, Beretz Yisroel, Loma Kro Loi Sichonim, Loi Situ Memchanoi Bekarke, Bekoisev Loi Shtar, He writes a star mecher to these goyim or malei b'akoyshlem lochoysmoy. Afapishach shives yula. That the chiddush is that it's you're being machshev there akoys. The dumah hadla goes rabbona ma'ach dumah osel is vunim idaita. The one goes animi libais loy sagil avnish play bais play bidu nishte mezavne. Osel is vunim v'gazrin bo otomachir dama v'loy tivshay. Shogu Rabami Lahanach the boy mine mini ami bar nosen teitzei teure Hirozu the Israel.